This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. There are times when we are working towards our goal where it's really obvious what we're working towards and why we want that. There are other times that after we've been pursuing the goal for quite a while, we find ourselves in a position where we feel really disconnected, that we know what our goals are, but the enthusiasm's gone and we can't exactly remember why we thought this was such a great idea in the first place. And enthusiasm comes and goes. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to tap on this idea around what happens when the enthusiasm wanes because we can't remember what that spark was at the beginning. So to begin with, tap on the side of your hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as always, as we tap through this, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. When I started this, I was so excited. When I started this, I was ready to go. When I started this, I wanted so much better. There was so much excitement. There was so much energy. Dreaming was fun. And I could see the goal unfolding before me and all that it would bring me. But for some reason, I've lost touch with that. For some reason, that feels like a distant memory. I can kind of see why this is a good idea. But that energy, that spark, that enthusiasm seems to have dissipated. And it's hard to take action. It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to do those difficult things. But I recognize the fact. There's a part of me that really wants this. And it's not about what I want. It's about why I want it. And when I'm able to tune into that why I want this change, why I want my life to be better, it makes a difference. It re-energizes me. I give myself permission to just hang out and reconnect with that sense of why. Not think of task. Not think of what comes next. But just appreciate what I can truly have and what I can truly be. I allow myself the opportunity to tune back into that energy and that excitement.